This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Democrats are furious, but Amy Coney Barrett can begin work as a justice on the Supreme Court today. The Senate confirmed her last night, and President Trump held a swearing-in ceremony at the White House.
Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in last night by Justice Clarence Thomas at the White House, with President Trump presiding.
The legacy of our ancestors falls to you.
The 48-year-old jurist expressing her gratitude for a lifetime appointment, vowing to remain impartial and independent.
Not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his caucus voted against Barrett because her prior words suggest a strong conservative bent on issues like abortion and the Affordable Care Act.
Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Election Day is a week from today.
We're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we're going to win 4 more years in our great White House.
The battleground state of Pennsylvania, with its 20 electoral votes, was the focus on Monday for both President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden.
You know me. I am not overconfident about anything. I just want to make sure we can earn every vote possible.
Today, Biden campaigns in Georgia, a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992. The president has campaign stops in Wisconsin and Omaha, Nebraska. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A former Postal Service worker has been charged with tossing dozens of absentee ballots and other mail found in a dumpster in Kentucky. He could get 5 years in prison if he's convicted. New coronavirus infections are surging across the country, the upper Midwest in particular. This is AP News. Now to California. Authorities say two firefighters have been critically injured fighting a wildfire near Irvine in the Los Angeles area. Jeff Gain and his family live there. They ran when they saw the fire heading toward the city of Irvine.
When they said the fire was jumping the 241, that's when we left. Took us about 40 minutes just to do 3 miles.
Kevin Rice with the Los Angeles County Fire Department says with the wind advisory, they're spreading resources more quickly to deal with small fires.
We have a strike team coming here to Santa Clarita. That's 5 fire engines. We have other strike teams going to Malibu and the foothill areas. We've got 10 or 20 fire patrols throughout the county.
He talked to KNBC TV. In Maine, a man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin, a wagon wheel, and a musket ball on the grounds of a church in Emden. The coin was from 1798. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.